It's time now for Living Theology, a weekly program in which Dr. John B. McDonald seeks to equip and encourage you to become more like Jesus Christ, living with competence and joy. With today's episode, here's Dr. McDonald.
As we continue in our series, Arguing with God, here's a question for you. Are there times God zigs when you thought he should zag? Situations in which your understanding of God conflicted with what God actually did. How do you deal with those conundrums? Do you respond with denial or resistance? Perhaps with confusion or even despair? Or do you do so with anticipation and appreciation? Abraham had a number of these experiences with God, and in each of these encounters, Abraham's relationship with God deepened and grew. In 2 Chronicles 20, verse 7, and again in James chapter 2, verse 23, Abraham is referred to as the friend of God. So what can we learn from this friend of God about these zig-zag moments of life? Let's explore one of Abraham's life-changing encounters with God. In the near future, take a moment to read Genesis chapter 18. We'll focus on the last verses 16 to 33. Abraham had just received some amazing news from God. His wife Sarah, who was well beyond childbearing age, was indeed to become a mother. And as the Lord began to leave, he said, "Shall I hide from Abraham what I'm about to do?" This rhetorical question indicates that God is about to disclose something more to Abraham. The Lord repeats the initial blessings he gave to Abraham in Genesis 12, verses 1 to 3, and then he continues in chapter 18, verse 19 with these words, "I have chosen Abraham so that he will direct his children and his household after him to keep the way of the Lord by doing what is right and just, so that the Lord will bring about for Abraham what he has promised him." Note that doing what is right or righteous and just are two key concepts informing Abraham's understanding of God. The Hebrew words for right or righteousness are tzedakah and tzaddik, and for the word just, it's mishpat. In a moment, we will see how these important words are repeated in the dialogue between God and Abraham. So listen for those words, tzedakah or tzaddik and mishpat. What follows becomes a zigzag moment for Abraham. God zigs when Abraham thought he should zag. Here's the zig moment. God is about to investigate the behavior of Sodom and Gomorrah. No doubt Abraham anticipates a guilty verdict and severe judgment, but his nephew Lot and his family live in Sodom. Now, Lot is not an impressive person. Yet despite Lot's compromised lifestyle and mediocre faith, he is referred to as righteous Lot in 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 7. So, looking back from 2 Peter, we realize that Lot is living in Sodom and is righteous. Tzaddik. Imagine Abraham trying to reconcile God's statements. If God is righteous, Abraham thinks, how can he judge the righteous and the wicked together without distinction? Does God have different standards for different people? If God has called me, Abraham, to be a life giver and a blessing to others, what does that mean? I don't get it. How can this be? And as Abraham wrestles with these questions, it's not surprising that the words righteous and righteousness, tzaddik and tzedakah, and just, mishpat, keep reappearing in the dialogue. In his inability to understand what God is doing, Abraham exchanges some bold speech with God. The Lord and Abraham are together, just the two of them. I picture Abraham taking a deep breath and drawing near to the Lord as he says in Genesis 18, verses 23 and 25. "Will you indeed sweep away the righteous, tzaddik, with the wicked? Suppose there are 50 tzaddik within the city. Will you then sweep away the place and not spare it for the 50 tzaddik who are in it? Far be it from you to do such a thing, to put the righteous, the tzaddik, to death with the wicked, so that the tzaddik fare as the wicked. Far be that from you. Shall not the judge of all the earth do what is just, mishpat?" Wow, that's bold speech. Abraham is not speaking about rebellion or from rebellion, or idolatry or dismissal of God. He is asking questions focused on the apparent disconnect between the Lord's righteous character and the Lord's intended actions. Abraham finds the act of God, as he understands it, to be inconsistent with the character of God, again, as he understands it. What follows in Genesis 18, verses 27 to 32, is Abraham, in humility and yet determination, moving his argument from 50 tzaddik to 45, to 40, to 30, to 20, and finally to 10 righteous, 10 tzaddik. At each stage, the Lord affirms, "I will not destroy it." Four things we can learn from Abraham's encounter with the Lord. Number one, attitude. Abraham's attitude is marked by humility and a desire to honor God. Theologian Walter Brueggemann confirms this when he writes, quote, "Abraham is disciplined and restrained in articulation, but nonetheless daring in his address to God. Abraham's credentials as one utterly obedient to God are in order. He does not, however, shrink from his duty or his freedom as Yahweh's best friend," end quote. So in our experiences of disconnection, maintain a posture of humility and a desire to honor God. Second, anticipation. Times such as these are often indicators that you will undergo change. Some respond to such change with resistance or fear, even anger. Their long-cherished ideas of God are being challenged and exposed as inadequate. Anticipate the discomfort of being stretched and expanded in your understanding of God. Keep in mind that God is much bigger than your ideas of Him. Remind yourself, perhaps, of the doxology at the climax of Romans, in Romans chapter 11, verses 33 to 36. Lovely words, "Oh, the depth of the riches of the wisdom and knowledge of God, how unsearchable His judgments and His paths beyond tracing out. Who has known the mind of the Lord, or who has been His counselor? Who has ever given to God that God should repay him? For from Him, and through Him, and to Him are all things. To Him be glory forever and ever. Amen." So, in these encounters, anticipate. Anticipate disorientation as your ideas about God are dismantled. And anticipate a reorientation as your understanding of God is enlarged and enriched in ways that you never imagined. Third, assurance. God neither reveals Himself nor acts in a way that is inconsistent with His revelation as Jesus Christ, nor a right understanding of the Bible, nor inconsistent with His absolute character of love. For example, any purported revelation of God that is inconsistent with who Jesus Christ is and what Jesus Christ did and said will become a warning signal for you. So be assured that within these boundaries of the revelation of Jesus Christ, a right understanding of Holy Scripture and God's character, even nature of love, your understanding of God will grow larger and richer. Be assured. We have attitude, we have anticipation, we have assurance. And the fourth is appreciation. Abraham is transformed by each encounter with God. If we fast forward to Genesis chapter 22, we'll see that Abraham thrusts the roots of his trust even deeper into the soil of God's faithfulness. With Abraham as a model, develop appreciation for the God who has revealed Himself as Jesus Christ and uses all things, including your times of disorientation and discomfort, for your good, as He conforms you more and more to the likeness of His Son, Jesus Christ.
You've been listening to John B. MacDonald in Living Theology, a program designed to equip and encourage you to become more like Jesus Christ. Dr. MacDonald has an extensive online writing ministry. To learn more about John and his work, follow the links on the producer's page at HopeStreamRadio.com.